guys, 大家好，欢迎收听今天的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，我是 Adam,
and this is Connor,
and Jenny is not here.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we always love listening to Jenny, but she needs a little break every now and again.
Mm-hmm. So we are here for you today.
That's right, and we are going to talk about work expressions.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because we all know that many of our listeners, you know, are working hard every day.
Yes, exactly. Now,Originally, in the beginning, we wanted to talk about things you could use at work, but then we had a problem.
Yeah, when you're at work, you don't usually use these expressions.
That's right. And of course, all of us have different jobs, too.
That's right. That's right.
So we thought maybe something that was a bit more useful is to talk about some everyday expressions that are just kind of using the word work or just sort of work related.
Mm-hmm. And this first one is really useful.
Exactly. Work your butt off.
Right. So butt is your behind.
You're behind.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And when you work so hard, it falls off.
It falls off. Yeah. I mean, you know, we said before, Jenny works very hard. Mm-hmm. We could say, you know, she works her butt off.
Yeah.
And so she deserves to take a break.
Yeah. So we use that. That's the common way, the basic way. But you could also say, yeah, work your behind off.
Work your behind off. Yeah. There's lots of words we could say. You know, if you're in England, you would probably say a different word than they would in America. You could also use a more swear word here, which is probably what I would say, but I'm not going to recommend it today.
Yeah, work your bleep off.
Work your beep off. Yeah, exactly. And again, this could be anything, and it doesn't really need to be at the office or wherever we actually do work. Like, you could work your butt off in the kitchen.
That's right,
cooking food for your family.
Yeah, I mean, you could even study your butt off.
You study your butt off.
I guess.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. When I was in high school, I didn't work very hard, but when I was in university, I definitely worked my butt off.
Mm-hmm, yes. So our next expression, also, of course, we have the word work in it. Work for peanuts.
Work for peanuts. Right. Actually, we did a lesson about this not too long ago where we used this expression, peanuts, meaning a very small amount of money.
Yeah, because peanuts are small.
They're very small.
Right. Yeah, so exactly. If you work for peanuts, you may be working your butt off, but you're not making a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the worst when you work for peanuts and you're working your butt off. Not very fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so just remember that this means that your salary is very low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next phrase on here doesn't really have to do with work as a job, right?
Yeah, not always. It can, right? To work something out.
Okay, work something out basically means to solve something, right?
Yeah, so it could be at work that you're doing a project and your team has a problem. You have to work out the problem.
Right, exactly. Now, sometimes at work, sometimes in that same team, the problem might be that my behavior or attitude and my coworkers' behavior and attitude might make us fight.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe not fight with our hands, but, you know, just sort of
argue and have
some trouble this way. Mm-hmm. So the boss might say, all right, you two, you need to work this out.
Work
whatever this
out.
Problem is, you need to work it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, this is a very good daily expression, work something out.
Exactly. Now, the next one here is not something that all of us have to do, but some of us certainly need to from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the dirty work.
Dirty work.
Right. So, yeah, I guess in a sense it could be dirty.
Yeah, sometimes, like, if you work in a mine, you are mining for metals, that's dirty work.
It's a dirty job.
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah, but dirty work is more like, for example, your boss's work, some small things that are kind of sneaky or like dishonest, right?
Right. Not necessarily illegal.
Right.
Sometimes illegal.
Mm-hmm,
Let's face it. Sometimes our bosses don't do. No, of course, not Jenny.
No, not Jenny.
But you know, for example, like a big leader will have lots and lots of lawyers, right? And because, you know, these big leaders, they know they're big leaders.
They
have a lot of power. Uh-huh. And maybe they do some things sometimes that aren't really all that that honest or good.
Yeah, they might have some secrets.
They have some secrets.
Yeah, and the lawyers have to take care of their dirty work.
That's right. They might even say, you know, like sending this lawyer after my problem works like a charm.
Yeah, yeah, that's a really good expression. Works like a charm. Now, a charm, like a lucky charm, is sort of magical, right?
Right.
And that's kind of the idea of works like a charm. Something, it works, it does its job very well.
Very, very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, when you are learning a foreign language, it's always good to have, you know, little phrases here that you use that you know will make people smile or you know will make people happy. Like, like Connor, of course, speaks very, very good Korean. How do you say, like, you are beautiful?
Oh, well, I would even just say your eyes are beautiful. Like this, 눈이 너무 예뻐요.
Whoa, yeah, if I were a Korean woman, that would have worked like a charm. I would have been in love for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say that one, but there are a lot of things that work like a charm.
Ah, yeah. Hey, do you remember when you were a kid, did you have a Nintendo?
Mm-hmm, yes, I did.
Pretty much everyone over here had a Nintendo, which was a video game system. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it didn't always work.
Oh, yeah. Right. So you take out the game.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to blow into the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Use your breath and blow into the game. But it worked. It always worked. It worked like a charm.
Yeah, yeah. So you can work out that problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, the next expression on our list. This one, I think, also could relate to Jenny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This one is, a woman's work is never done.
A woman's work is never done. Done. Okay, so we all know that, you know, men, of course, they work very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, women work even harder.
That's true. Like, we have this idea of, like, a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. But they're working. They're working hard.
Well,
even,
you know, so that's the thing. We could look at it from two ways. One, the stay-at-home mom doesn't have a job.
Right.
And she's raising children and cooking food and blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, more realistically, the woman probably has a job, too.
Yeah, yeah. So there's, like, way more work to be done. And,
right.
And even, like, if she's at home, okay, if she's at home cleaning the house, she also has to take care of, I don't know, the baby, if there's a baby there too.
Oh, there's lots of stuff too. Yeah. There's so much stuff. I mean, even downstairs, I just went to the convenience store, and the lady at the convenience store, she always talks about, oh, you know, she has to drive her kid to school, and then she has to make food for her other kid, and her husband is lazy, so he doesn't do anything, and then she has to come stay at the store all day.
And then she's going to make dinner.
And she has to make dinner! So, a woman's work is never done.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good for the husbands, you know, it's always tell your wives, nice work.
Hey, nice work. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a really good phrase. I don't know if I'd recommend a husband saying
that. Yeah. Hey, nice work on the steak. No,
nice work. I'm going to go back to bed now. But I mean, this is just a really great phrase just to say, like, you did a good job.
Yeah, good job. Nice work.
Nice work.
Yeah, and, you know, it could be basically for anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's just like, sort of how, basically.
Yeah, nice work.
Nice work. Hey, well, actually, we do also use this to mean, like, that was not nice work. Like, we're a bit sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about what I asked Connor to say before about the, you have beautiful eyes. Like, maybe if he said that to the Korean girl and then she slapped him in the face.
Yeah.
Then I would probably say, ha, nice work.
Nice work, man. Yeah, yeah. You didn't do a good job.
Right, exactly. So again, you always need to just look at the tone or pay attention to the tone of voice here.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. But if someone is really doing a good job at something, like at work, that boss might say to that person, keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Yep. This one is great. I mean, Jenny says it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Keep up the good work. Like, you're doing a good job.
Right.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. Yeah. Yes. Don't stop doing a good job.
Yeah.
Now, I think that all good bosses also will keep one thing in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that we can't, as workers, can't be working all the time.
Yeah, yeah, because all work and no play make Jack a dull boy.
Okay, so this phrase is great. I mean, it's pretty easy to get. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to find that balance between work and play.
Yeah.
Now, probably don't even need to say the second part of this phrase. Like,
yeah.
You can just say all work and no play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it is kind of long, too. Like, all work and no play make Jack a dull boy. It's a little bit too long.
Right. So, you know, if you want to invite one of your coworkers to some kind of activity on the weekend, and they're kind of, well, they're not sure if they should go. You can say, don't worry, you know, we're just going to go relax. All work and no play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just if you do say the last part, Jack, it is just a name.
Just Jack. Yeah, exactly. Now, there's also a really, really scary movie called The Shining.
Oh, yeah, The Shining. Yeah, yeah, older movie.
It's
like,
really old. Well, it's not really old, but it's old enough. And it's really scary. Mm-hmm. And if you ever see this movie, one of the characters in it is, I don't know if he's a ghost. I think he's a ghost.
Yeah.
But he goes crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is also a writer, an author. Mm-hmm. And at one point, his wife looks at the page, hundreds and hundreds of pages of his work.
Yeah.
And all it says is all work and no play. Make Jack a dull boy.
Jack a dull boy.
All work and no play. Make Jack a dull boy.
Yeah.
It's really
odd. Yeah.
Got goosebumps thinking about it.
The Shining, right?
The Shining.
Yeah, great movie. And our final expression for today. Now, this one doesn't actually have the word work in it.
No, no. And in fact, we are going to talk about this one a bit more on the next episode of Panji Jenny Galsuni.
Right.
No Jenny, Panji Jenny Galsuni.
Right, because this one's about pets, actually.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Okay, when the cat is not trying to eat the mouse, the mice can play.
Right, exactly. They can relax. They can play their mice games.
Yeah, have a few drinks.
Have a few mice beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But of course, here we don't need to only think about this phrase as talking about real cats and real mice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the cat here kind of represents some authority.
Like the boss.
The boss, yeah, yeah. It could even be like the police.
It could be, yeah. It could be, I mean, it could also be the wife.
Right? Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we talk about, you know, a woman's work is never done. So maybe the husband can treat his wife to, you know, a weekend away spa with her friends. And of course, you know, that probably works like a charm. She will be very, very, very happy. I love my husband. He's such a great guy. But then the cat's away. A husband can
have his buddies over.
Have his buddies over.
Or, play some poker.
Play poker. Yeah. Go to the bar. Do things that guys like to do.
Mm-hmm, for sure. All right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of these work expressions for today's Panji Jenny.
Yes, and we know that you love Jenny. Everybody loves Jenny. So try to make your comments more about these phrases and not the fact that you miss her. She will be back.
Yeah, we miss her too.
We miss her too.
Yeah. So if you have any questions about these work expressions, please ask us. Or if you know any other work expressions, you can write those in the comments as well.
Yes, guys. We always love your comments and questions. So keep up the good work, and we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.